Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
An invitation to the Prime Minister, John Key, from Labor's Deputy Leader and Social Development Spokeswoman, Annette King.
Is he prepared to accompany me on one of my visits to a food bank so that he can listen to those who work on the front line and determine whether people are making poor lifestyle choices, as he has claimed?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I regularly go out and see social services, and despite what is a highly attractive offer from the Deputy Leader, no, I don't want to hang around with her any time, to be perfectly honest.
But Mr Key ran into trouble with the Speaker when answering a question from Labor's leader, Phil Goff.
If the average return from the SOEs to the shareholder is 17%, and the cost of raising money through bonds is 6%, how is the taxpayer the winner from selling off the SOEs instead of raising money through bonds?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, it's the total average return, 17.5%, not the average return, which is probably why the Leader of the Opposition wants the government to resign to have a snap election, because he's confused between our polling numbers and their polling numbers, actually.
The Speaker invited Mr Goff to repeat his question, only to get this response from the Prime Minister.
The question that he asked was the total... This claim he made was the total average return was 17.5%. It was that he didn't say total. He said the average return was 17.5%. Mr Speaker, that is totally different and completely incorrect. And if you can't work that out, then obviously he deserves a stupid answer.
Oh, order, 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 order. Member will resume his seat.
The Speaker then gave the Prime Minister a ticking off.
Now, the Prime Minister should know that's not going to help the good order of the House.
And Lockwood Smith gave Mr Goff another go.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. Won't the government and therefore the New Zealand taxpayers be net losers if the returns to the Crown from SOEs sold are worth more than the money that he would save from not having to raise that money from bonds?
Was a somewhat different question, but still, the Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, possibly, but not necessarily. And the answer to that is because, if that was always going to be the case, then arguably that might be the situation, although having a mixed ownership model may in fact allow the new entity to generate even more returns. That's not necessarily the case. Mr Speaker, what I can say is maybe I can present to the member an example of where buying an SOE doesn't actually yield a terribly good return for the New Zealand government. That's called Kiwi Rail.
Before question time, Civil Defence Minister John Carter announced that he'd be extending the state of national emergency that began the day after the Christchurch earthquake in February for the seventh time. And for the second time now, the opposition took advantage of the right to reply to his ministerial statement to voice disquiet at the wide powers extended to the government under the emergency. Rhys Lyon reports.
Labour's Charles Chevelle questioned Mr Carter over the need for a national rather than regional state of emergency.
While the opposition continues to support the need for extraordinary powers to exist in Canterbury, I do register my disappointment that the Minister hasn't addressed the point of whether or not a national state of emergency remains necessary in the circumstances.
The Greens' Keith Lock was concerned with the lack of consultation over building demolition in Christchurch.
It is distressing that people are complaining that premises are being knocked down without the owners or residents even being informed.
Mr Lock gave an example.
Hayato Sakaguchi, who operated the Billiken Japanese restaurant in Colombo Street and lived in the apartment upstairs, complained his building had been demolished without notification or any opportunity to recover valuables, despite the fact that he had registered his details on the official Recover Canterbury Earthquake website.
But Mr Carter said authorities had tried to contact Mr Sakaguchi.
Was we did endeavour to contact them and couldn't find them and had to make the decisions we did. Of course, we are always concerned first and foremost about the safety of people.
Civil Defence Minister John Carter, who said the national state of emergency will continue to be extended each week until Christchurch recovery legislation is passed.
That report from Rhys Lyon. Also today, movement on the Labour benches saw Darren Hughes replaced by Rick Barker as the party's chief whip, while Mr Barker resigned as assistant speaker as required by Standing Order 30. The House agreed to Labor's nomination of its Manukau East MP, Ross Robertson, as a temporary assistant speaker for the next few days. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.